Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Gimel Maseches Nedarim. It is the 1036th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue analyzing the order of the Mishnah. It's not going to be a very complicated daf. The order of the Mishnah that yesterday's daf had discussed, that the Mishnah introduces, as Aran had described, to three different ways a person can make an object usher to them. One called Iker Neder, the other Kinui, and the third Yados. And the Gemara observed that even though the Mishnah starts discussing with Kinuyim, introduces Kol Kinuyim Nedarim Kinedarim, nevertheless, the Mishnah gives the first example of Yados, and we're going to have another explanation of why we start with Yados. Then our daf is going to discuss the commonality between the halachos of Neder and Nezirus. And that will be the topic of today's daf. Different halachos that apply to Nezirus, and particularly in comparison to other halachos of Neder. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. V'i b'yisema, says the Gemara, three lines from the top. Yados, aydi da'asin midrash. Rasha, Mefarish Lem Beresha. Since Yados are learned out from a drasha, I've written from the on the side of my Gemara from when I was a bachur that the Noda Yehuda says that such a drasha that it is even Doraisa in Yoredeya in Simin Kuf Mem Hey. The drasha we are going to see later on in the Gemara, and we know we have this expression in the beginning of Maseches Shabbos, as well as in a very similar context, we have this in the beginning of Maseches Nazir on Beis Amabeis, where the Gemara uses an added expression, which appears in Shabbos as well, as Aydi Da'asim Midrasha Chavivalei. It was dearer to the Tana. Those things that we have to struggle on, that we were Doresh, so those are the things that are dearer to the Tana, and that's what we learned first. Mefarish Lim Bereisha asks the Gemara, beautiful. V'liftach hadin bereisha. So let's just start off. Kol yados nedarim kinedarim. Why do we start kol neguye? Answers the Gemara. Miftach pasach b'kinuyin d'araisa bereisha. First, we start out what's mefurish in the Torah. So this the Ram discusses on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. That's clear from the Gemara over here that kinui is a din that's mefurish in the Torah. V'hadim mefarish yados d'aisin l'midrasha. And yados is only learned from a drasha that we're going to see shortly in our Gemara. To explain this line, even though the Torah makes no mention of Kinuyim, yet our Gemara is so sure that as a Din D'Oraisa, the Ran has a very important line. I remember when I was very young, when I told my father that he was learning Nedarim, that I was learning Nedarim, so he made reference to yesterday's Ran. He told me how much he loved the Ran, and he started quoting to me a few beautiful things from the Ran. Number one is, the Ran yesterday asked on Rabbeinu Tam, V'tama'ani alav peh kodosh, eichoymer dover zeh. And then the Ran has another expression over here that's extremely important, that is about 8 or 9 lines into the wide in the Ran. First word on the wide is neder, and that is the critical line. And that is, k'neder gomor b'oraisa, that a kinui is like a full-fledged neder. Why? Kinui is just the way people speak, and the nickname for neder. How do we know that that has significance min ha-Torah? Says a Ran the following, sharei kol ha-lashenis einon el ha-skamas uma v'uma, v'lo gara Haskamas Chachonim Zal Mehaskamasam. It's all about understanding of a way of communicating. And if Chazal said this is a normal way of communicating, Hilka Chavilu Midoraisa, therefore it's qualifies as a Din Doraisa. At the time that I was learning this, I was in Colombia and I was studying a little bit, Ruba, my time, Baruch Hashem, Ozocha, to be learning in Yeshiva, but Chochma Bagoyim, at the time, I didn't know I'd be Zocha to learn Torah, to be here in Eretz Yisrael, to learn with Talmidim, so I studied for a degree in psychology. I was in graduate school in Colombia, and based on the major that I had fallen into, so I was studying the sociology of language and the development of language. And I saw a lot of parallels with the fancy theories to a lot of ideas that are expressed in the Gemara over here and in the Ran. And one of these ideas is what is language? How do you look at language? So the Ran's shita is that kol l'shaynos einan ela haskamas uma v'uma. And that's why a kinui will have the same status as a neder d'oraisa, because for us, it's haskamas chachameinu zal. It's not what someone in Webster's decides what language is. For us, it's haskamas chachameinu zal. But at the end of the day, Haskamas Chachameinu includes the colloquial expression of neder as well. Analyze the Gemara. Hanich lemandamer kinuyin loshen nachrim hen. That makes sense according to mandamer that says that a kinui is an expression of Gentiles. El mandamer loshen shebadol em chacham lios noder bo ma'ikol emeimar. This also the Ran in his introduction makes reference to, and that is we're going to have on daf yud amid aleph a machloikis of what is kinui. Is kinui something that is based on the expression of Gentiles, or is it lashonos that the Chachamim chose? If we're going to say it's not something that people use to normally express, as we saw in the Ran, the simple understanding in the Ran, but rather that was Loshon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim. It was a Loshon that the Chachamim designated as Neder, so then that would be just as Chaviva Latana. Because in one case you have to be Amel on the Drasha, on the next case they have to be Amel in the language. So then that should also be Chaviva. So says the Gemara, Miktani Yados. Did it even say Yados expressly in the Mishnah altogether? In other words, we got to this understanding with a Chisurei Mechsura that we learned yesterday in the middle of Beis Amabeis, 10 lines from the top. And V'lav Chisurei Kamachsarta La. We had already that there was something missing in the Mishnah. Over there, the Gemara had suggested that what was missing is that the Mishnah said, Kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, v'yados nedarim kinedarim. And it didn't say in the Mishnah in front of us, yados nedarim kinedarim. If that's so, says the Gemara, Akdim nami v'tani, yados, kol yados nedarim kinedarim, kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim. Well, I have to say that because of the question that we had originally asked, that really yados came first, because it was chavivalei. Ve'elu hein yados, and what are examples of yados? Omel chavero. And then the Mishnah will go on, and daf yud, ve'elu hein kinuyin, and we're going to have examples of kinuyim, koinem, koineach, koines. Period. Asks the Gemara v'yados heicha ksiv. Where is yados written in the Torah? What's this drasha that we made reference to earlier? Ksiv, because it says in regards to Parshas Nazirus, which works out to be this week's parsha, Ish ki afli lindor neder nazir lahazir lashem, the opening expression of someone who takes an oath to be a nazir is ki afli lindor neder nazir lahazir lashem. V'tanya nazir lahazir lasis kinuyei naziris kinaziris v'yodois naziris kinaziris. That it's coming to tell us that a kinui of a nazir is like a nazir, and a yad of a nazir is like naziris. Ein li ela b'naziris, b'nidarim minayin. That only is in regards to naziris. How do we know that a yad also applies to neder? So that's why the Torah refers to a nazir as lindar neder. So it's coming to tell us. Tamaloymar ish ki afli lindar neder nazir lazir l'ashem. It refers to the nazir as lindar. Makish naziris lenedarim. It comes to equate naziris with neder unedarim lenaziris. Ma naziris also bayodos naziris kinaziris. Just like when it comes to naziris, we make the yad of a nazir like a nazir. Af nedarim also mem yodos nedarim kinedarim. So too, when it comes to nedarim, a yad is considered like the neder itself. Of course, we mean that in a case in where an individual says the majority of the neder and there is an implicit understanding, even though he doesn't say it explicitly, that he means to make the object us, that's a yad. And just like if it's implicit that he wants to become a nazir, yados nazirus kinazirus, so too, yados nadarim kinadarim. Umanidarm, and another halacha that's learned as well. In other words, this hekesh in this week's parsha is also going to tell us other halachas also. Umanidarm, eivir bebal yachel ubal tacher. Just like when it comes to neder, that if an individual violates his neder, so we saw in Parshas Matos yesterday, lo yachel devaroi, that's an iser deraisa, not to violate his promise, as well as loisa acher, which the Torah HaKadoshah says that you're not allowed to fulfill your neder in a late manner. We're going to have later on in the Gemara what exactly is a person who pays up his neder too late? For example, if someone makes a neder to the Beis HaMikdash, what's considered too late? We can have an opinion that if he misses one yantif, it's already too late. Three yamim tovim, whatever the definition, the shiur is, that is the definition of Baal Tacher. So we have an equation that Naziris also has, Baal Yachel and Baal Tacher. Tomorrow we're going to discuss, in today's daf as well as in tomorrow's daf, the end of today's daf, we're going to discuss exactly how one is over by Nezirus Baal Tacher. By Neder, it's quite clear, as we explained, someone promised to bring a carbon, he doesn't. However, what exactly is going to be the case of someone who's late in fulfilling his Nezirus? Says the Gemara, but there are other halachos where, in this week's parsha, Lindar Neder Hazir Lashem, comes to tell us, Linder Neder Nazir, Lahazir Lashem, comes to tell us equations between Hilchos Nazirus and Hilchos Nadarim, and that continues in the list in our Gemara, 12 lines from the bottom. Uma Nadarim Ha'av Mefir Nidre Bitoy, just like it comes to Nadarim, the father could revoke a Neder of his daughter. Ubal Mefir Nidre Ishte, Af Nazirus, Ha'av Mefir Nazirus Bitoy, Ubal Mefir Nazirus Ishte. Asks the Gemara, Maish No Gabi Nazirus Tichsiv Nazir Lahazir. How is Nazirus different that the Torah says Nazir Lahazir? Nadarim Nami, Haksiv Lindar Neder. So when it says Nazirus, it says Nazir Lahazir. So too, it has a double lashon by Nadarim. What is the Gemara's understanding? The Gemara's understanding is that the reason why, when it comes to Nazirus, we say that the kinui of a Nazir's expression works for Nadarim is because you have the double lashon. That's the Gemara's assumption now. So because it says Nazir Lahazir, Nadarim also, it says Lindar Neder. So then, Vekesha Lamali. So then, why do I even need the Hekesh? All of the things that we squeezed out of the double lashon of Nazir, for example, Kinuim, for example, Yados, could be squeezed out of the Lindar Neder, and that would tell us what? That would tell us that Kinuim apply to Neder. That would tell us Yados applies to Neder Vekesha Lamali. And then why do we need to learn it out from the fact that the Torah equates Makish Nazirus Linadar? Answers the Gemara, Ikas of Neder Lindar Kidichs Kasav Nazir Lahazir. If the Torah had written Neder Lindar, in contrast to what's actually written, take a look above, Kiafli Lindar Neder. So then that would have been enough to learn those halachos. However, the fact that it doesn't say that, Kidika Amrit Lotzar Hekesh, if it would have been written Neder Lindar, then we would have been fine with this drasha. However, Hashachsiv Lindar Neder, so now the Torah used the expression Lindar Neder. Now that is the human expression to describe someone who takes a neder. So therefore, we might not have looked at it as a double lashon. We might have thought, continues the Gemara, six lines on the bottom, Dibre Teirik Lashon B'nei Adam, that the Torah is speaking the way people speak, but not to tell us the double lashon. Nazir Lahazir, no one says Nazir Lahazir. But Lindar Neder, that people say all the time. So then in such a case, then maybe we wouldn't darshan the psukim. Therefore, we need the Hekesh to tell us that whatever applies, that we learn from Nazir Lahazir, Kinuyim, Yados, Av Mefir, etc., etc., applies also by Neder as well. Says the Gemara, fine. Hani Chalaman de Islay Dibra Teira Kalashim Bnei Adam. That works according to the Mandarman that says that the Torah speaks the way people speak, and therefore that would explain Lindar Neder. It's not a double Lashon. El Manda. But according to Mandam, who says that the Torah does not use that expression, so what do I use Lindar Neder for? Answers the Gemara, Darish Le Lasois Yodois Nedarim Kinedarim, Umakish Nazirus Linedarim. It's coming to tell us, according to this approach, yes, you are going to learn from the Pasuk of Lindar Neder to tell us Yodos Nedarim are Nedarim. And the Torah equates Nazirus Linedarim, Nazir Lahazir Darish Leh, so then why do I need the Pasuk Nazir Lahazir? Because now Yados Nadarim are going to teach us that just like Yados Nadarim and Kinadarim, so too Yados Nazirus are going to be like Nazirus. So then why the double Lashon Nazir Lahazir? Darish Leh, Melamed Shah Nazirus Chal Al Nazirus. It's coming to tell us that Nazirus would take effect on another Nazirus. The Ran explains, on the top of Gimel Amid Beis, if a person says, Hareini Nazir Ayoim, Hareini Nazir Ayoim, So then, in such a case, he cannot fulfill his Nazirus in 30 days in general. Stam Nazirus is 30 days, but rather he has to count two different sets of Nazirus, that is, two different sets of 30 days. 30 plus 30 is 60. 60, and that's what Nazir the Hazir is coming to tell us. Shanazirus chal al hanazirus. Ketiz the Gemara, Mandamer, Dibra Tera Kalashim Bnei Adam. And according to Mandamer, who says that the Torah speaks the way people colloquially speak, V'nazir the Hazir darish lasos yados nazirus kinazirus. And the Lashon of Nazir Lahazir is coming to tell us that Yados Nazirus are Kinezirus. Shah Nazirus Chala Nazirus Minala. Lay. So this Yisod, if you learn like the other opinion, that Ein Nazirus Chala Nazirus, how do you know that? Hani Chisvir Lay Command Amar Ein Nazirus Chala Nazirus. If he holds like the opinion that says Ein Nazirus Chal Al Nazirus that appears in Tezayin Amabez in Nazir, that's a machlokis, so then that would be fine. How is he going to learn it out? Answers the Gemara, name akra lizar. My lazir shamus min etarti. The pasuk could be telling me two things. B'marava amri. In Eretz Yisrael they taught, istana demapik le liyados min lindar neder. There's some who learn out from the double lashon of lindar neder that's coming to tell us yados. V'istana demapik le min kol hayetzi mipiv yaseh. Anything that comes out of his mouth. What is this Lashon Kol coming to be Marbe? Calling in the Neder explains the Mefarish. And therefore, that would be a source for Yados Kinedarim as well. Amar Mar, Uman Nedarim Oiver Bebal Yachel. So we had mentioned that there are many things that equate Nedarim to Nazirus. And that is, that we also had mentioned, 15 lines from the bottom, that just like Neder, when someone doesn't keep his word, Teirak Desha says, Lo Yachil Devaroi, so, and he's over Nisu Daraisa, so too, the same applies to Nazirus. Analyze the Gemara. Amarmar, Umar Nedarim Oiver Bebal Yachil Ubaal Tacher, which you mentioned is that if he allows a certain amount of time to lapse before he pays back his Neder, so then, in such a case, Bishlem Bebal Yachil Dinadarim Nishu Yachil Slah. We have such a case in going to Amar Kikar Zoi Oichel Veloy Achla. If a person says, I'll eat this piece of bread, he doesn't eat it. Eiver Mishum Bayachel Dvari. Ela Bayachel de Nazirus Heichel Mishkachas La. But when it comes to Bayachel Nazirus, when would someone violate the Nazirus? Explains the Gemara, you cannot say it's when he violates the Nazirus itself, that's lo yachal devara. Heichem ishkachas la. Kilan da amar areini nazir. If a person says areini nazir, havilei nazir, he's a nazir. Achal, if he eats grapes, which he's not supposed to, kamlei, so the Torah in this week's parasha says, bal yoichal, that you're not allowed to eat, so he doesn't violate lo yachal devara. There's already another, it's lo yochal. Shasa, if he drinks one, kamlei bal shasa, question mark. Amar Rava, Lavar Lav Bishnayim. Rava answers, he'll be over two Isurim. Period. Okay. So, a Nazir that violates his Nazirus is over Bal Yochal if he ate, as well as Bal Yachel. However, Bal Ta'acher the Nazirus Heichem Mishkachasla. How do you find someone who tarries in his Nazirus? Kivin Amarin Nazir, Havlein Nazir. The moment he says Arin Nazir, he's a Nazir. Achel Kamle Bal Yochal. Answers the Gemara, "Ba'omer l'kishe'ertze nazir." If he says, "When I want, I'll be a nazir," and then he never became a nazir, so it's bal ta'acher. Asks the Gemara, "V'omer kishe'ertze leka bal ta'acher." If he says, "When I want," so he decided he doesn't want, then there isn't bal ta'acher. So here we're going to have two terutzim: one for today, and then the next on top of Dalet Amud Aleph for tomorrow. Amar Rava kigoyin, da'omer lo yipater min ha'elam, ad she'e nazir. He says, I will not pass away until I become a Nazir. In other words, before I pass away, I'll be a Nazir. Dimenehi shaita havilei Nazir. In such a case, he becomes a Nazir. That moment that he makes that statement, he is mechuyev to be mekabel on himself, Nazirus. And it becomes now similar to the following case. Mida dahava oimer li'ishtoi. Like a man who said to his wife, Hareza giteich sha'achas koidem misasi. That he says he's going to give her a get a moment before he dies. Asura, so then in such a case, she immediately is prohibited, if he's a kohen, lechal mitruma miyad. She's immediately prohibited to eat truma. And the reason for that is we're not sure when he's going to die. So she might be in the middle of eating truma, not know that he had died, and she wasn't married to him. Al Mamrinan, so what do we see from that case? By Areza Gitech, Shoachas, so call Shaita Vishaita Dilmamayas. Every moment she might die. Hachanamila Altar for Nazir. So too immediately he becomes a Nazir. Damrina Dilmahashta Mayas. That we're afraid that he's going to die at that moment. And therefore, when it comes to the chiyuv of his naziris and the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher is he cannot wait for later on to have his naziris come into effect, and if he postpones it, he is over on Baal Ta'acher. Tosis and the Ran, Tosin Dibra Maschel Midi, and the Ran on the bottom of the Amud struggle with similar type of questions. Let's take a look at the Tosafos. The Tosafos is in the Vilna edition, on the side of the margin, three lines from the bottom, that's in the older edition that I'm looking at, where he quotes, Hikshu Rabbeinu Yosef, Shaholach be'eretz HaTzvi. Now that's a very, very beautiful expression. Rabbeinu Yosef, who went to Eretz HaTzvi, we learned in the end of Ksubis, that Eretz HaTzvi is referring to Eretz Yisrael. So he asked, why do we have to give a case that he says, Sha'achas kodem isasi. Even if he gives a case where he says, I'm a kabbalah and naziris after 30 days, then too, we should be choshesh, then in such a case that he's going to be over Baal Ta'acher, he should accept it immediately. Ran's teretz is really Eina Chinami, where the Ran says, you're right, but the Ran doesn't give the case of 30 days. The Ran says that if he says after 2 years, so then in such a case, just like Bar Karbonos, Baal Ta'acher generally is after 3 Megalim. So too over here, that would also be a prohibition of Baal Ta'acher as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel in Maseches Nedarim.